This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, from the mind of Mike Bacsik, because he hates Dak Prescott, is what a lot of people will say, is how much better, if at all, is Deshaun Watson than Dak Prescott? And I'm really intrigued by this question, too, because I was just having a conversation with my son about this, and Deshaun Watson came up, and I guess, like, sometimes you just slot people in a certain place and you don't always remember why they're slotted in that place. And so I always am just like, well, you know, I like Deshaun Watson. I think he's better than Dak Prescott. And then sometimes I don't, like, go back and reanalyze, like, how much better? Why do I think better? And so I want to take the Tolo's temperature on this and then also go over to you, Mike. Is do you think that Deshaun Watson is better than Dak Prescott? And if so, how much better?
So I do think he's better, as in I rank him better than Dak Prescott. And I heard Gavin Dawson bring this up a day or two ago, and I just thought it was really intriguing. On
as you wear your G-Bag Nation shirt.
Yeah, as I wear my G-Bag Nation shirt, listening to G-Bag Nation. I listen on radio.com, so that's how I listen now, because I'm not in my car much. I usually listen in the car, but now I just have that Alexa thing and telling, hey, Alexa, turn on 1053thefan.com, and then or turn on 105.3 The Fan and then listen to it. And he brought this up, and it was like near the end of the segment, so they didn't really have a major discussion about Deshaun Watson versus Dak Prescott. But I thought we could, in that I think it's because he was at Clemson, he won the national championship, he was the best quarterback in that class when you just concentrate on college. Yes, Pat Mahomes was in that draft. Pat Mahomes has been better. You could say even way better than Deshaun Watson, just how good Pat Mahomes has been. And then, you know, Mitch Trubisky was the second pick in the draft. He has been a disappointment in the NFL. But when you look at Deshaun Watson's numbers, they're not overwhelmingly great.
Yeah.
But he does win. His first season, he comes in, he starts winning, gets hurt, and they don't make the playoffs. And then the last 2 years, they've made the playoffs. So is it – I'm just wondering, for Artolo's, is Deshaun Watson better than Dak, if you believe that, just because he's been consistent in his 2 years of quarterbacking healthy, where Dak has been more inconsistent, where 16 may be the greatest rookie season for a quarterback ever. 17, very inconsistent. 18 – you're like, hey, pretty good, you know. There definitely got better at the end. And then last year, you're like, hey, man, he might be an MVP candidate. He's not going to win it, but at least he's maybe top four or five. And then we played the last 6 weeks of the season. You're like, take him off the MVP list. It ain't going good.
It is interesting the different perspectives I immediately saw on the surrounding talent from the 214. Deshaun Watson has had much better players than Dak Prescott. He is not better. He was just surrounded by better talent. I was surprised to hear that. And from the 214, it's simple, guys. Deshaun makes the playoffs with a less talented team. And then
That's also a tough argument because, you know, your division matters there.
That's true.
Right.
And I think both of their coaches have been questionable at best. And then you get this comparison from the 214. And this segment might take a totally different direction after this. Deshaun Watson is the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. Dak is the Popeye's chicken sandwich. That's how much better Deshaun is. So
wait a minute.
Some controversial opinions in there. Not only slots Deshaun Watson above Dak Prescott, you get a double dose of opinion in there. And they're saying they're slotting Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich that much higher than Popeye's chicken sandwich. And Reggie, I can tell because, you know, of what you said, that you seem displeased by this.
Yeah, that seems like a ridiculous statement about them, their chicken sandwiches. And you know what? I can't go too far into it because that's not where this conversation is supposed
You're
to go.
You're about to hijack.
But good God, man, I need y'all to put some respect on that Popeye sandwich. Just because everybody decided they were going to find out about it at the same time, right? Like, and everybody flooded there and then they didn't have enough chicken. Like, I get it. That's a problem. But yeah. You don't have to slander the quality of the chicken sandwich because of that, guys. Like,
and I think
Dak
wanted
this.
Wendy's too, like in the huddle.
That's true.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, what does the Wendy's chicken sandwich come with?
That was an advertisement. From the 214, last two seasons, they believe Deshaun has gone 21-11 with a less talented team than Dak, and Dak has gone 18-14. And I get that the division matters, but like, I will sit here and tell you that I absolutely think that the Cowboys have had more talent than the Texans. Am I mistaken in that? Because I think that factors into the argument of why people take Deshaun ahead of Dak.
I feel like Dallas has had the better offensive line and obviously the better running back situation for the last few years. Wide receiver, I think there's an argument that Houston has had the better wide receiver core over two,
not just the over, one?
Well, over 2 years, because okay. Dak did have to play the first seven games of the season in 2018 with not that Cole Beasley's a trash wide receiver. He is a valuable wide receiver in the role that he plays in an offense. But when you made Cole Beasley your number one wide receiver with your third round pick being your number two wide receiver, a rookie third round pick, that did make it tough on Dak Prescott, and he had a bad tight end situation with the Cowboys. So I do think then after he got Amari Cooper, his numbers started getting better. Cowboys started getting better. But, I guess also it's a great question, but I also throw this out there for part of the conversation too. When we talk about Dak's contract, and look, I think officially the KNC masterpiece hate talking about Dak's contract the most in the world. Not even in DFW. In the whole world, we hate talking about that contract the most. But to bring this up, usually when we talk about Dak's contract, we just say, well, Pat Mahomes is going to get over $40 million, and we just don't know what the number will be and how many years it will be. And we also believe Deshaun Watson is going to get $40 million or maybe a little bit more, and he deserves it. And then it just goes to like, okay, well, should I just put Deshaun Watson in there? Like, yeah, he deserves to be that number, but Dak doesn't deserve to be that number.
And the thing about that is I don't think I fall into the draft pick bias with that, because I absolutely would take Dak over Goff and Wentz, and they were number one and two in the draft. And so I don't think it's just a matter of like draft pick bias that I do think that. Like everything you just said, that's what I think. Like I think if you told me that you think Dak is, 8-12, all right, I think that's perfectly reasonable. I would accept that. If you told me that you think Deshaun Watson is top 6 or 7, then that's probably what I would think. So I'm trying to figure it out, because if I think Deshaun is 6 and Dak is 12, that's a pretty big gap. But if I think Deshaun is 7 and Dak is 8, then obviously numbers would let you know that I don't believe that's a big gap. And I think it's, I don't know if this will answer your question. I will say that I believe that Deshaun Watson is 17% better than Dak Prescott. Is that an acceptable 17? Answer? Because I was going to say
it is.
15 to 20%. I'm going to go with I believe Deshaun Watson is 17% better than Dak Prescott.
How much, as I'm trying to pull up Dak Prescott's rushing numbers, how much does that matter? Because I did have he has 12 touchdowns. Watson has 12 touchdowns in the last 2 years rushing. And then he's averaging approximately just under 500 yards a season in rushing. And I don't know what that compares to Dak. I know like people want to see Dak run the ball more. And I don't know if that, does that put Deshaun Watson also over the top of Dak, that he's a much better, or at least he runs the football more, as Dak Prescott last year ran the ball 200 for 277 yards and three touchdowns. So he pretty much doubled up his rushing yards.
I will say yes, but then I will also say I can give you a better answer at the end of the year to determine if that really was a product of strictly the coaching, because I know that there's a group of people out there who think that those statistics that you just threw out there, those are strictly a product of coaching and not a product of ability. But it's tough to judge like that when I'm like, I can only tell you based off of like what I've seen and what are the numbers. Like if you tell me that, oh, Dak could be so much better of a runner, cool. I'm not here to argue that, but like when? It's been 4 years.
I'm also not sure that like the Texans, and correct me if I'm wrong here because I'm thinking back on it and it's a little bit cloudy as I think about it, but I don't believe that the Texans have like really had a lot of designed runs for Deshaun Watson. It feels like that's a lot more of him creating offense, which he has to do a lot because that offense under Bill O'Brien is very much like this weird complex offense that doesn't actually scheme his wide receivers open. So it ends up being a lot of go for what you know at the quarterback spot. And I think that's some of why people also regard Deshaun Watson hires, because like he does a lot more of the creating of in the offense. And then also it ends up turning into him being making more of these flashy plays that stick with you.
Can I throw this out there
sure.
for a question for you guys? And I know this is tough to predict, but hey, sports talk radio, no sports happening. In the next 8 to 10 years, both careers will be coming close to an end or over, okay? Because that would be about 12 years, 13 years, and maybe they both have 2 or 3 more years left. So we get to 2027, 2028, as their careers are somewhat coming to a close. Who do you think is going to have a better career, be more memorable? Do you think Deshaun Watson or Dak Prescott?
I think Deshaun, and I think that goes to my answer of why I think he's better.
I wonder like what the time frame on the careers are though, because like the one thing that we haven't talked about here is the fact
Deshaun
that
Deshaun might get hurt.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure if that's like, I don't even know if we need to go into like this discussion of injury prone or whatever, but like he has been put in places where he's taken a lot of knocks. Hell, they had to put him on a bus to get to Jacksonville because he could not get an airplane. Right, like he has taken a lot of punishment in the way that Dak Prescott has not seemed to had to take. So I wonder if Dak Prescott might be able to get a win just based off of being able to play longer.
Now, Mike, this is an interesting conversation, and I've enjoyed it very, very much. However, the fan text sometimes does what it wants, and an interesting sub-conversation is broken out because of that first text that I made the mistake of reading.
Can you imagine if the texters got to read the text?
You would be shocked by what comes in through here. You really would. I promise you. From the 817, Popeyes cannot and never will touch Chick-fil-A. Fight me. And then from the 817, the Popeyes chicken sandwich destroys any other chicken sandwich, but you have to get the spicy. And then from the 501, Dak is the KFC chicken sandwich. Deshaun is the Popeyes chicken sandwich, and Pat Mahomes is my grandma's buttermilk pan-fried chicken-fried steak sandwich that took her 5 hours in the kitchen to make and brings me back to my childhood. That might be the oddest yet most accurate description of quarterback hierarchy I've ever heard in my entire life.
When they say the KFC chicken sandwich, is that the one where it was two chicken patties as the buns?
Or do they mean the one that had the donuts in the out? Reggie, this again will give you insight into how I got to be so fat.
My bad, boss.
One of the great regrets of my life is I never got to eat the sandwich that was the two donuts as the buns with the chicken on the inside.
Did they stop making it?
Yeah, I guess. Or like
you
much
can make
people,
it yourself.
Yeah, that's probably true. I guess it's not complex science or anything like that.
Being your friend, and I do mean being your friend, I would shame you away from doing that. So please know that.
Is it just eating it or making it myself? Is that a different level of gluttony that you're like too far?
I think both.
I would bring it into the studio if I knew I could get the chicken where it would still be warm, but I don't know if KFC is serving chicken at 9 a.m. in the morning. And then I would just buy a donut. Is it you hate Krispy Kreme donuts or like Krispy Kreme?
Oh, no, I like Krispy Kreme donuts.
So I'd go get two Krispy Kreme donuts and a chicken, I guess it's a breast. And I'm assuming, you know, obviously from KFC. And then, bam, now you have your donut chicken thing.
And the fan texts continue to go on. Popeyes wow. are where people go who can't afford Chick-fil-A. Is that right?
What?
Is Chick-fil-A really that pricey and Popeyes is cheap?
I have no idea.
I don't think that's accurate.
I don't think that we need that type of classism in this in this space.
Well, I think the chicken sandwich is somewhere between $2.50 and $4.
Yeah. Okay. But what? From the 214, I'm just saying, none of this bad stuff happened in 2019 before Popeyes decided to challenge God's chicken sandwich. When we said you would be shocked at the things that come in on the fan text, there is a great example.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.